Alright, so we are towards the end of Perek Yud. It's on page 30 here. In the end of Perek Yud, the Baal Tanya is talking here about the level of a tzaddik. So let's just do a small piece of Tanya and then we'll go to the Mora Naim. Right at the top of the page, there's two dots. So he says, V'oid nikroim b'nei aliyah, another reason that the tzaddikim are referred to as b'nei aliyah, as exalted, uplifted people, v'pnei shegam avedosam b'pchines va'aseh toiv, because even their service, when they are doing that which is correct, meaning Torah mitzvahs, b'kiyum ha-Torah mitzvahseh, hu litzorich gevaya, it is for a higher purpose, u'mayla mayla, and for far more exalted purposes, ad rum hamailis, to the highest of levels. What is he coming to exclude? Meaning, not only are they not serving for the purpose of reward, of schar, whether in this world or in the world to come, but even v'loy kidei l'davka b'yizbarach bilvad, they are not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Torah mitzvahs, only for the purpose of cleaving to Hashem, l'rava is tzimoyin nafsham hatzmei l'Hashem, to quench their thirst that yearns for Hashem, k'meshiksev, kol tzomei l'chul l'mayim, those of you who are thirsty go to water, k'meshiksevti b'makamachar. That's not why they're serving. Why are they serving? Elegedepir shubi tikunim. It says in Tikkuni Zayar, in the Hakdama to the Tikkuni Zayar, so he says as follows, Ezehu chosid, what's the definition of a chosid? Hamischasid im koinoi. He who does chesed with his creator, what is the language of koinoi? It means im kan delay, with his nest. What does that mean with his nest? That is, that he's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Hashem's purpose, because Hashem desires to have a dwelling place here on planet Earth. And when a person fulfills Torah and mitzvahs, he is able to create that Dira B'tachtoinim. So the tzaddik, not only does he not have in mind to serve for his own reward, for ulterior motive, but he doesn't have in mind even to serve, to quench the yearning of his neshama. His sole purpose in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to fulfill Hashem's desire to have a dwelling place here on earth. As the Zohar explains in Parshas Ki Seitzei, Kibro d'ishtadl bosra v'yivime, like a child who follows after his father and his mother, derachim loin yasim yigarmei, he loves them more than himself, v'nafshe v'ruche v'nishmasei, and more than his own nefesh, his own ruach, and his own neshama, u'moser garmei l'misa alayu, and he will even go so far as to totally give himself over, even to the point of death, so this avoda of the tzaddik, an interesting thing here that the Baal Tanya points out, somehow makes this kind of the exclusive right of the tzaddik, that is a person whose service is not for his own gain, not for the gain of his neshama, but for the purpose of creating and meeting the desire of our Kaddish Baruch Hu. Now I'd like you to take a look at the Maranaim. It's a Maranaim of Parsha Shmois. In the new Maranaim, it's on Daf Kuf Nun Aleph, page 151. If you have an older Maranaim, it is in the middle of the piece that begins Es Mi Yoredeo. Paragraph starts V'ha Inyan. So he quotes as follows. Now, and by the way, my impression from this Maranayim that we're going to learn now is that this is not only the right of a tzaddik, as you will soon see. V'inin kamar chazal. Our sages tell us the Bishna Pirkei Avos. Al tiyu kabo demam sham shenes al rabo manash the kabo pras. You shall not be like a servant who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to receive reward. And the fear of heaven should be upon you. Explains the Maranayim. Ki nikre shamayim. It's called, why is heaven, why is it referred to as shamayim? So Chazal tell us, al shem esh umayim. Shamayim is called shamayim because of two words, fire and water. She'irvam zebazeh. Hashem mixed the two of them up. And the combination of fire and water create shamayim. Now he says, he extends that further. Nimtze b'chinas ha'yira v'ahava, yira, which is esh, and ahava, which is mayim, is shneim misachtim. So in the form of shamayim, both of these forces of love and of awe are unified. U'me'uravim zebz, and they're mixed with one another. Now, nimtze kol hamavakish pras, a person who's looking for reward, who ovidus atzmai, he's serving himself. Ve'afilu elam haba, even if it's not service, even if it's not reward in this world, even if what he's looking for in his service is looking towards reward in the world to come, nonetheless, hu te'elus atzmai, even that is for his own service. What's the alternative? Says the Maranayim. Remember, the Maranayim is a disciple of both the Baal Shem Tov and the Great Maggid. It's from, authored by Reb Nochum of Chernobyl, the first of the Tversky dynasty. Rak yavoy lishmoy hagodol baruchu. Rather, what is the correct way to serve? The correct way to serve is to serve his great name. And the same with the love and the awe should also be love and awe because they are part of the service. You're going to ask Akasha, if that's the case, what's the point in all the davening that we do? For our own purpose, that seems to fly in the face of what we're discussing here. Even though we dive in all kinds of things that are for our own purposes. No, not true. Rather, all of our tefillah is only for the sole purpose of the sanctification and the greatness of Hashem's name. What does that mean? Shekol zman shanu chesedet toiva. He says, let's calculate this out. Any time that any one of us is missing anything in this world, hu mipnei stalkis chiyusai hamemale kol elamis. The only reason there can be a void, the only reason we could be missing anything, is because on some level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has removed his abundant presence from this world, from some component of this world. Ki kol zman shemizgadel umisrachev chiyusai v'shifai, because at any time that there's a great amount, that there's an abundant amount of Hashem's energy and his bounty in this world, harei kol ha'olam malei tov, the entire world is suffused with his goodness. And Hashem is extremely glorified in his world. So, by definition, if we're missing anything, then there is a lessening of Hashem's covet in this world. V'alzeh onu mispalim. So that is the focus of all Jewish prayer. She'yisrachev gevul ha'kedusha. That the boundaries of Kedusha become broadened. V'yimolei kevoida es kol haaretz, and Hashem's presence should suffuse the entire world. That will be manifest in the fact that we're going to be healthy. It'll be manifest in the fact that we have a lot of money. V'oz memeila tevye me'atzmai. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence suffuses the world in its entirety with its full force, then all goodness will follow. But v'ikiru, she is galda shmaya. The main focus of tefillah needs to be the sanctification of Hashem's name through whatever form of tefillah we're asking. But the goal is not our comfort. The goal is Kvod Hashem. V'nimtza kol kavanaseinu rak l'Hashem yismach b'chol shalteinu. Therefore, our intent is only for Hashem's sake in all of our requests. V'zeu shezhiru, that is the deeper meaning of the warning of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The ability of Dayomanas the Kabbal Pratz. So the Mishnah begins, don't serve him in order to receive reward. V'yehem moira shemayim. And the Mishnah continues, and the fear of heaven, meaning, oisa yira shel shemayim. This type of fear, referred to as Meir Shamayim in particular, Shamayim, as he said earlier, is a form of heaven which is a combination of love and awe. Ukman is Faretz Lenibamakamacha Pirish Vayim Meir Shamayim Alechem Meshayach Gamkin Likan. Right, I'm not sure what that's all about. Continues the Maranayim, magnificent. Pasuk says, there's a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, which is the mitzvah to send away the mother bird from a nest that has either eggs or little birdies in it. So he's going to explain this pasuk according to what he just said. V'zeu shaleach tishalach esa'im. This is the meaning of the pasuk when it says, send forth the mother. We always know that when the Torah uses the additional word of S, it means something which is a tuffel. It's an extra to the word. S a tuffel la'em, that which is an extra to the real purpose, shu kabbalas pras. This refers to reward. And even when we're talking about not reward in this world, but reward in the world to come, it too is secondary in comparison to the main focus of Avodah, which is the main focus of all Jewish service needs to be to sanctify and glorify Hashem's name and to give Him pleasure. V'zehu, look what he does now with the bracha in Shmoy Nesra. Oyem v'noira. V'zehu goymel chasodim tovim. We say in Shmoy Nesra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a goymel, he's a giver of chasodim tovim, of tremendous bounty, tremendous goodness. Says the Maranayim that it's not referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's referring to us. We have by the Pasuk, it says by Yitzchak, that Avram was by Yigomelis Yitzchak Benoi. It means to wean. He weaned Yitzchak from nursing. So he explains, Mi Shegoyimil Chasodim. Somebody who is a Goyimil Chasodim, that means Shegoyimil Atzmei Mehem. He's able to wean himself off a service which is only for the purpose of Chasodim. So a person starts out serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the purpose of the chesed. But as the person matures in their avodah, they're called upon to be a goymel chasadim, to wean themselves off of a service which is totally based on chasadim. As the result of a person who's able to wean themselves off of chesed is going to be that they are going to be koine hakoil. That person will acquire all lofty madregas. He who is going to be able to wean himself off of a service which is based upon what he's going to receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that person will benefit from all good attributes. Ulefikach, unbelievable what he says now. Bimei Shloimo, in the days of King Solomon, the Kaimas Yadav Shlemus, that the everything there was, the Zohar says that moon was whole. I guess the moon didn't wane. Ksiv, it says about the times of Shlema, Ein kesev nechshav bimei Shlema. Money, silver, was worthless. Explains the Maharnaim, what does this mean on a deeper level? Ki lo yehoyah shum chisarin. That means that during Shlema Melech's times, there was nothing lacking. Vayoiv de Hashem b'shlemos, and everybody served Hashem in those days, b'shlemos, with total dedication. Lo yal menas de kabel pras. And they did not serve in order to receive reward. As a result, ve'en shum kesev etayv enachshav. Money and desire had no chashivas, it had no standing compared to the true pursuit of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was no interest in reward. Their interest was only to serve Hashem. And therefore, says the Maharnayim, ube'emes, and in truth, mitam zeh, because they were serving for the right reason, mitam zeh atzmei hayashav rav, the taka was nothing lacking. There was an abundance of all good things, because they served for the right reasons. Ki hayu ish tachas gafni, each person sat under his vineyard. What does it mean when each person was under his geffen and under his te'ena? It means each person was rooted. Umasigai, that each person understood what his root was, what his source was. And goodness followed all on its own. Says the pasuk, continuing back now, to shalach tishalach esaim. Send forth, get rid of the alternative motives, that which is a tafel. The result of that which of that avodah will be va'az kishatishlach midatcha kol tehilas atzmecha. When a person is able to get rid of their own interest in self-service, and rather it'll be built in Hashem levade, they'll serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Hashem's sake. Oz, the result of that will be. You will take the children, meaning that's the true level, as he said, as the Balatanya just quoted, that a child pursues his parent with tremendous love. That's the level, that's the madrega of bonim. A ben has not his self-interest in mind, but the love of the parent. The pasuk continues that one of the rewards for the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKein is it'll be good for you and you'll have long life. That's Elohim, continues the Maharnaim with the same theme. Even if you can't totally get rid of, from your mind, the truth of the fact that there is reward. One of the 13 principles of faith is that there's going to be reward for every mitzvah. It'll be good for you. That the main focus of a true servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sanctification of Hashem's name. So that the entire world will know that I am Hashem. How will that become known? Because Hashem's bounty will be so excessive in the world. Hashem's name will become sanctified in the eyes of the nations who up until this point disgraced HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now let's refocus the main purpose of an Eved Hashem, even though he knows that the 13 principles of faith are a fact, and there's going to be reward. Nonetheless, his main focus is for Hashem's sake. Umemela b'tuva dinenu, as a result, an automatic outcome will be that from the goodness of Hashem, Yetav Lono will be good for us, Achre Shetuva Yemali Oretz, because his goodness will fill the earth. V'zeu nikar arichas yomim, this fulfillment is called length of days. On a spiritual level, the upper sichliyim, the upper attainment of knowledge will be broadened. Umala on its day as Hashem, the entire world will become filled with the knowledge of Hashem, ayde gilui, Tov Ba'olam Kulay through the revelation of Hashem's goodness in the world. So you see here that the Maranayim paints this to be something that we should all strive for, something, a type of Avodah that every Jew should strive to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's the Ratzon Hashem. Now, when the Baal Tanya introduced this idea of the Tzaddik, he explained that the Tzaddik is a person who is completely and totally banished evil from his left chamber of his heart. And he explained the second explanation of Bnei Aliyah, and that is that they have no interest other than fulfilling the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creation. So now let's go to the brackets. And this is totally consistent with how the Maranayim just explained that the result of a person who serves for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, the result of that is going to be a tremendous outpouring of bounty into the world. So let's see the brackets here. We're at the end of chapter 10 here in the Tanya. Both of these explanations of Bnei Aliyah, meaning one is that he's totally transformed his evil, his Yetzer Hara is now part of his Yetzer Toiv, and the fact that he served HaKadosh Baruch Hu for God's sake, Shneim Oilim Bikona Echad, both of these explanations are totally consistent with one another. How is that? Because since these tzaddikim, their entire world, as we discussed in the earlier prakim, their entire mission in this world is about elevating the pariv, meaning for sure they don't touch anything which is forbidden. That doesn't even come into question. The chiddush of these people is that they utilize every aspect of Klipas Noiga, which is the pariv, the permissible. They utilize everything in the world for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As a result of that kind of service, Malim Mayan Nukvin, they're able to elevate what is called Mayan Nukvin, in literal translation of this, is the female, feminine waters, Vinasim Yechudim Al Yoinim, and their entire existence is all about unification, as he just described, which is to unify this world below with the world above, for the purpose of Lahoirid Mayan Dechurin, to bring down to this world the masculine waters. What are these two terms? Mayan Nukvin and Mayan Dechurim. They have a synonym. Their synonym is a term which is much more familiar to us, called Isarusa de la Sata and Isarusa de la Ela, which is a calling from below or a calling from above. So there are certain things that the energy begins here on earth and heaven responds. That's called an Isarusa de la Sata. Conversely, there are those things which begin in heaven and earth responds, and those are called in Isarusa de Li'ela. The job of the tzaddik, who's elevating Klipas Noiga, who's elevating matters in this world, is to take the essence of this world, and when they utilize it for the purpose of Kedusha, for the purpose of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that creates an Isarusa de la Sata, an awakening, an arousal here on earth, in order to create a response from heaven above, which in turn creates the bridge that we're looking for between heaven and earth, which ultimately is the realization of Shechina B'Tachtonim, of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have a dwelling place here on earth. So that's what he's saying here as follows, that therefore, through the power of transformation, which was his first explanation of Bnei Aliyah, so since these people are experts in transformation, they're also experts in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sole purpose of creating a Shekhinah B'tachtayinu. Because those two things follow from one another. Shebechol mitzvah mitzvah concludes. Through the fulfillment of every single mitzvah. Miramach mitzvah saseh of the 248 mitzvahs. Shekul lanem b'chinas chasodim. Umayin dechurim. Every mitzvah is comprised. That is a positive mitzvah. Is comprised of chesed. And this flow from above, Dainuam Shachas Kedushas Alikusa Yisbarach, that is, to be able to draw the godliness, the holiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Milamayla Lamata, from above to below, Lihislabish Betachtoinim, in order to create a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to become embodied and enclosed in matters of this world, and that's exactly what the Maharnaim was talking about. That is, that their entire goal is to uplift and sanctify this physical world and make it a dwelling place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, both of these explanations, they seem to be two total separate explanations. Meaning one is to transform the Yetzer Hara into the Yetzer Tov, and by doing that, they are transforming Klipas Noiga to Kedusha. The second explanation was creating a Dira B'tachtayinim. Comes the Balatanya, and we're helped here with the explanation of the Maranayim, which is to tell us that really, in essence, they're both the same. That the effort and the interest of the Tzaddik, which is to do everything for the sake of Yichud, of unification of heaven and earth, that is the true reality of being able to transform this world and turn it into a Dira B'tachtayinu. I would like to spend the next few minutes and go through Perek Yud Aleph, so that next week we could start with the Avoda of the Beinoni. This is it. It's easy comparatively. And we should be able to cover it in the next few minutes. Perek Yud Aleph. V'zeh lo mazeh. So just like we were discussing, the definition of tzaddik v'raloi, that tzaddik still has a drop of evil that he hasn't yet transformed. So too, is there a concept here of rosh v'tovlei? There's a wicked person who does good. L'umas tzaddik v'ra'alei. And this is in direct contrast to the tzaddik who has some evil. Dehainu. That is to say. Now remember, we're not dealing with, we can't get frightened here by his description of a Russia, because most of us would feel pretty good being the Russia that he's going to describe here. He's talking about not a Russia in conduct, but a Russia in description of essence, as you'll see in a moment. Da'ainu, that is to say, Shatuv Shebenav Shayu Alikis, that the goodness which is in his godly soul, Shebemoichoy, as we described last week, that's found in the brain, Ubechlal Ayimini, and in the right chamber, because that's where the godly soul dwells. Shebeliboy, so that godly soul is Kofuf Ubatal Ligabe Hara. It is subservient and nullified and secondary to the evil me'aklipa, which is shebichlal asmali. It is secondary, it is subservient to the evil that's in the left chamber of the heart. And you must understand that this too is divided in tens of thousands of levels. Binin kamas ve'echus habitul. To what degrees it's separated into so many levels, to the degree of the breadth and the depth of how much nullification exists. Ukvivas hatoiv l'rachas v'shalom. How much of a servant is the good to the evil? Meaning, yesh misha kvifa v'abitul etzlim at mizeir. There are some people who the subservience, the servitude of his good to his evil is just a drop. And even that little drop, it's not constant. But I told you, it's not ongoing. Librokim kravim, in close proximity one to another. It happens just once in a while. Misgaber hara ala toiv, that the evil overcomes the good. Vekayvish esayir katana. And as we described last week, we have the war between the two kings who want to capture the body. So now this evil king is able to capture the little city, who are goof, that's the body. Achlai kulai. He's not able to capture the whole city. Elamiktel say the bad. Just a small part of the city. She is saw the mashmosai, so that he is paid attention to. Vinasalim erkoven, at that moment, when the person listens to evil, he becomes a chariot to evil. Vilavush liislavish boy, and he enclothes and embodies himself to put on one of the garments. Echod mishleish alivusheh hanal. The person is willing and open to donning one of the three garments. Dainu, that is to explain, oy b'mayis alivad, meaning the person will violate a mitzvah in action. Lasos averis kalos, to do a slight avera, a slight infraction of Hashem's will. V'lech amuris chas v'shalom, not something terrible. That's in action. Oy b'dibur levad, or chas v'shalom in speech. L'dabur avak lashon hara, to speak, not actual lashon hara, but just, you know, a smacking of lashon hara. V'litzanus, or scoffer, you kahai gavner, or something similar. Oy b'machshov levad, or perhaps even in thought. Hirhure avera kasha me avera, a bad thought, which in many ways is worse than the avera itself. And even if the person is not contemplating the avera actually to commit it, the person is just what's the term that they use, fantasizing about two people cohabiting. What's wrong with that? Because the person is transgressing the warning of the Torah that says, "V'nishmartim kol davara," that a person is obligated to guard themselves from evil, meaning, "Shlo yahar b'yoyim," that the person is not supposed to contemplate during the day, so that he will not come to have an emission at night. Or here is the killer. Or perhaps the person had time, lasik b'toyra, the person had free time in which he was able to study Torah. And rather than using the time to study Torah, and rather than learning, he goes and veers his heart away to nothingness, to stupidity, to frivolity. Like the Mishnah speaks about an avos, somebody is up at night and has the opportunity to learn Torah. And instead, he goes and wastes his time. The Mishnah there says very harsh things. So this person who does any one of these three things, action, speech, or deed, Sheba'achas mikol eila, by doing any one of these things, uki yitzabahem, or anything similar, nikra rosha be'esahi, at the moment that the person is involved in any one of these things, at that moment, they are referred to as a rosha. Why? Because, as he explained definitively, because at that moment the evil in his soul gained the upper hand, and evil is now has taken over that person's body, and he causes him to sin, and he contaminates him, but just for that moment. But immediately thereafter, or the kiss, the goodness in his godly soul once again regains the territory. The person regrets. And the person begs for forgiveness and atonement from Hashem. And Hashem will forgive him. Imshav b'tshuva ra'uya, if the person repents according to how he is supposed to, according to the advice of our sages, in the three categories of atonement, that the Rishmol explained. So, that person will have full atonement. But at the moment, while they were involved in the Avera, they are in the category of a Rasha. So that's a person who only gets involved with evil once in a great while. But v'yesh misharag goyver b'yoyser, there are people who evil is able to overcome even more so. Umislab shes boy kol shleish levushim shel ra, and the all three levels of evil are able to overcome. Umach tiyoy b'averes chamures yoyser, and they're not small, insignificant sins, but they're much more serious sins. Ubi'itim kroivim yoyser, and at much closer time spans. Ach b'netayim, but despite that, in between the person's involvement in evil, mischaret, the person has regrets. Uboim le'yeruna tshuva, and itake has authentic thoughts of tshuva mibchinas ha'tev shebenavshe, because the goodness in him is still alive. Shemizgavik tzas ben time, the goodness is able to rear its head in between the averus. What's the difference between him and the earlier guy? Elishain lo yizgabrus kol kach. He doesn't have the strength as much as the earlier mentioned Rasha. Linatzeach asara, to overcome the evil. Lifreish mechatov ligamre, to totally separate himself. To be able to totally let go of his averus. About this person, our sages tell us, that the wicked are full of sins, are full of regrets. This refers to most of these types of wicked people. Because they still have some goodness. They're still... goodness is still alive in them. And as long as goodness is alive in them, they are going to have thoughts of tshuva. So he just spoke about two levels of Rasha v'toivloi. It is a Rasha, because that person violates the laws. But v'toivloi, he still has plenty of good that act up. Ach mi she'enoi mischaret lo'ilom. But a person who never feels regret, and he never has thoughts of tshuva, that very far-fetched a Jew, nikra rosha v'raloi, that person is called a rosha who is raloi, meaning sharash v'nafshay hu levadai nishar b'kirvay. This is a person, Nebuch, whose evil is the only force that has remained within him. Ki gavar kol kach al ha-toiv. He is so chased out the goodness within him. Ad shenistalek mikirbay, until he has totally banished goodness from within himself. Va'imid bibchinas makif alav melamayla, and his neshama has been banished from his being to the point where it hovers above him from the outside. Ulechein omer chazal, kol be'asara shchinta sharia. And it is about this type of person who, despite his being a wicked person, Chazal say about him that the shchina is shayra, the shchina dwells there. He may not be inside of him, but the shchina is still dwells outside of him. If not, the person would have no life force. So, in the tzaddik, there's tzaddik v'toivloi, that's a person who has totally banished his evil. This tzaddik v'raloi, this is a person who never entertains the thought of doing an avera. But he has not yet totally transformed all of his evil into goodness. Then there is rasha v'toivloi, that's a wicked person who has a healthy yetzer tov. Meaning, why is he wicked? He's wicked because he still, at times, violates Hashem's word. But v'toivloi, he's still got a robust, healthy yetzer tov that makes him do tshuva. And then, finally, there's rasha v'raloi, that's a evil person who has totally and completely eradicated their yetzer tov from within them, and the yetzer tov stands above. And next week, we launch the focus of the whole sefer, which is, how do we become a Beinoni? How do we become this person in the middle?